Welcome back to Health Update Radio with your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jerry here on Health Update Radio. And again, we are brought to you by LifeScan. LifeScan makes the One Touch Ultra family of blood glucose meters. You can check them out at the next time you visit your pharmacy. They are the best meters on the market as far as I'm concerned, the easiest to use, and you'll just do a lot better with a good meter. And our other sponsor, Advanced Diabetes Supply, bringing diabetes testing supplies right to your door. They can be reached at 800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887 or at www.northcoastmed.com. Northcoastmed.com. They will provide you with your diabetes supplies by mail, and they will provide you with the best service of any company in the country that does that. We are talking with Jackie Bensinger, and Jackie is an acupuncturist, an herbal medicine specialist, and we are just tonight beginning our discussion of acupuncture. Jackie, we got to a little bit of history and things like that. The first thing I know anybody will think of when it comes to acupuncture, and I thought of it the first time I went, was, is this going to hurt? I hate needles.
Oh, that's the, by far, that is the most frequently asked question. I even had, one time I had a woman come in who was an attorney, and she brought her husband in, too, that was an attorney. And I thought, oh, boy, I'm in trouble now. Because she said, is this going to hurt? Because if it hurts, I'm going to pass out. I can promise you I'll pass out. So he's standing there looking at me like, if you make my wife pass out, you know what I'm going to do to you, right? So I said, it's okay. You know, I've been doing this for years and years. I haven't had anyone pass out yet, and you're not going to be the first. So I think people have something build up in their head that they think it's going to hurt so very badly that they can't stand it. But actually, the needles are tiny, about the size of a couple of hairs. An acupuncture needle is by far not the size of a hypodermic needle. These are only 36 gauge needles, so they're very tiny. Hypodermic needles are like 21, 23, something like that.
Yeah, much bigger.
And there's nothing that, I know it sounds strange because you'd think 36 is larger, but it's actually smaller when you're talking about needles.
Yeah, the bigger the number, the smaller the needle.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's nothing in the needle that's inserted. Generally speaking, the needles are usually inserted into, you know, just a superficial amount of skin. You may feel something at the very, you know, right when the needle is inserted, just a tiny little sensation, and then it's gone. And you feel amazingly relaxed and comfortable. Your breathing slows down. You begin to just relax your mind. And that is the key to get to that point with any sort of healing modality, that you're relaxed, because you do heal a lot faster when the mind is not relaxed and you're not multitasking, which is, you know, healing and multitasking usually don't go together
very well. Now, I can tell you from my personal experience that, of course, acupuncture to me didn't hurt at all. I would never hesitate to go if I needed it. The last time I had acupuncture was about 3.5 years ago, and I haven't had a problem since. But I wouldn't hesitate for anything to go back and have it done again if it. I mean, it was 3 visits. They were very, very relaxing and very, very comfortable visits. And I haven't had the problem, like I said, now in 3 years. I'd be ready to go back in a flash if I had a problem.
Wonderful.
It's almost, you know, the experience with acupuncture is almost something like you want to go do it even though you don't need it, because it makes you feel so good when you leave, when you're done, you know, and you go home. You just think to yourself, that was one of the most relaxing experiences I had. The other thing is, do you use a TENS machine? Now, I know that the doctor I went to used a TENS machine, and he attached 2 little electrodes that stimulated the muscles in the area that was being treated periodically, and that was a really nice sensation.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Generally, I just do it all natural. I use the TENS unit for sports injuries a lot, for professional sports people, because they want, you know, they say, I have to play this game. You know, coach says I have to play in the finals or whatever. You know, I have to do this. So, but generally I don't. I prefer the body to heal in a more natural fashion. But back to the question about the pain levels, I think I would say probably 85 to 90% of the patients I've treated have no problem with the sensation of acupuncture. I mean, certainly a few people, a small amount of the population, they're very sensitive to everything. I mean, they put on a certain type of material and their skin gets very, you know, they develop a rash or something. So, but generally, I would say most people don't feel much of anything.
Yeah, except good.
Except good, right.
So, is acupuncture safe? I'm confident you use disposable needles.
Absolutely.
Discarded safely.
Nobody,
after the first time.
No one here in the States, I would say, uses needles again. I mean, you could autoclave them. I mean, that's what, you know, a lot of other countries that aren't as rich as we are, well, that's what they do. But I put them in the Sharps container. I use Sharps by mail. So when I fill up a container, I mail it off and there's documentation. I could call them and say, okay, when was this particular container incinerated? And they could tell me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing is, I remember when I went, the treatment was about 25 minutes long. Is that about what treatments last?
Generally, some schools of thought are maybe 15 minutes. I probably range between 30 to 45 minutes. If I have a patient that has maybe migraines or insomnia, and I come in and they're sleeping, it's like the old thing of, nurse, why are you waking me up to give me a sleeping pill kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I go check, and if they're asleep after 45 minutes and I have the room, I'll let them sleep like another 15 or so.
Yeah, I can imagine that would. I fell asleep during acupuncture treatments, so I thought it was just really comfortable. So anywhere up to about 45 minutes. Are there any side effects to acupuncture? Can, like, if you stick the needle in the wrong place or something, can you turn a good session into a bad session?
You're really relaxed. That's a side effect. You feel there's a sense of well-being that mm-hmm. you have. I have had patients with sometimes with a particular condition, like, well, for myself, the first time I had acupuncture, I had been doing a type of Tai Chi called push hands, and I wasn't doing it quite correctly. I wasn't holding my knees in the right spot. So when I got acupuncture after the session, my knees were killing me. So I called the acupuncturist. I said, what did you do to me? She said, oh, no problem. You feel much better tomorrow. So what happens sometimes, which I think is maybe 1 to 2% of the population, is sometimes people may have a little bit more of the sensation after the treatment, but usually within 24 hours that resolves. What I like to see in a session is some kind of change, like a big change within 3 to 4 treatments. And usually within that time, if I don't see some kind of significant change, then I usually refer out mm-hmm. because I'm so confident of what acupuncture can do for people.
But you also recognize if it doesn't work in a particular instance that it's time to send the patient somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes I refer out to...
Because there's always a concern about practitioners who just sort of hold on to the patient week after week after week after week, even though they're not getting better or maybe even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they just keep them coming back, keep them coming back. And I think that's important, is that every medical practitioner needs to know when his or her, you know, whatever they're doing isn't working and it's time to send the patient somewhere else for
exactly.
some other treatment.
Well, we're trained in a huge amount of Western medicine as well as Chinese medicine. And my apprentice, Sherry, is in school right now, and there's even more than when I was in school, more Western medicine. And I think it's good to know both, because that way you can... You need to have sort of that double knowledge, the double paradigm of the Chinese medicine, more holistic kind of view of the systems working together. And as well, when you see a certain symptom, then, you know, you can recognize that. And like a kidney infection, if a patient exhibits symptoms of, you know, the low back pain with the fever and maybe difficult urination, maybe not. But I always send the patient to the emergency room or to their doctor right away for that.
Mm-hmm. How many acupuncture points are there on the body?
For what we need to know for the exam is a little over 500, but there's even more than that. I don't use all 500s. I don't use 500 needles on everybody every time.
No, I'm sure not. But I was just wondering, because I've seen little models of, of a person with all the points marked out. It seemed to me there were hundreds and hundreds of them.
Oh, yes.
So roughly 500 points or more, right?
Right.
So how many points or how many needles do you usually stimulate in a particular session?
In a session, well, there are different styles of acupuncture. There are different sort of schools of thought, and the style that I practice is called the balance method. So I probably use fewer than most acupuncturists. The number of needles I use can range between, say, 20, 30, something like that. Sometimes it's even fewer.
And we already said insurance covers it sometimes. But if somebody's paying out of pocket, what kind of money are they talking about for acupuncture treatment?
The first visit, because I spend quite a bit of time going over medical history and finding out the lifestyle, this person's lifestyle, and you know, what's their diet, what they do. The first visit ranges about $120. Follow-ups are about $75. The best is to get a package, which can bring the return visits down to about $60.
Okay. And you said initially, I think, that people probably come back five or six times total, roughly?
Generally, yeah. Generally 6 to 12, depending on the severity of the condition.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's obviously important information. So we'll come back and we'll talk about, you know, some things related to acupuncture. In other words, where would you not use it, and can it be harmful in any ways and so on? We'll come back
and talk
about that afterwards. So this is Jerry Graff. You are listening to Health Update Radio here, and my guest is Jackie Bensinger. We'll be back after a commercial break. On WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Want to finally take the plunge and create your dream swimming pool while helping out your community? I'm not talking about your local neighborhood pool. I'm talking about Ken King's San Diego Pools. Your San Diego's Ken King is passionate about giving back to his community with the help of his clients' own custom dream pools. From donating custom pools for Children's Hospital to Little League baseball teams, San Diego Pools has made all those donations possible. Visit sdpools.net to learn more on how you can make your dream pool possible. Buying San Diego Pools, helping your community.
Are you an adventurous wine drinker? Would you enjoy trying a bold red with dark fruit and a spicy finish from Hungary? Or an amphora-style Chivi Pinot with layers of complex flavors? Carpathian Wines hand selects extraordinary wines from premier Central European wineries. At CarpathianWines.com, you'll find amazing dry whites, big juicy reds, even the famous Tokaja Azu. Discover award-winning limited production wines from the heart of Central Europe. Find them only at CarpathianWines.com.
We all need a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll, and the lack of a healthy plan and activities make it that much harder to stay fit. Better Bodies by Chemistry makes it easy for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach your fitness goals by working for you. Combining the best of science and nature, including organics, our vitamins and supplements support and improve your health, all at a great value. Better Bodies by Chemistry also provides tools for women to inspire each other to reach their goals. Whether you need new weight loss solutions or super omega-3 vitamins, we have different nutritional supplements that will work best for your health, heart, and immune system. You can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic no matter how busy and full your life is. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry products, you're assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at betterbodiesbychemistry.com.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children.
After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
Enjoy top-shelf liquor at bottom-shelf prices. Deep South Barrels has oak-aging barrels for aging your liquor and wine at home. Deep South Barrels allows your liquor to improve quickly and in style. Deep South Barrels offers a wide variety of essences for making your own spirits, too. Deep South Barrels can be found online at deepsouthbarrels.com and on Facebook, where fans rave, share ideas, and you can find special coupons.